This is Ozarks at Large. How you react to this next bit of news may depend on what you thought of PE when you were in school. Dodgeball will be on display Saturday in a big way at the BOK Center in Tulsa. And you and five friends can still form a team. Brian Smith is special events manager at the venue, and he's with me on the phone. Brian, welcome to Ozarks at Large.
Hi, thank you.
And in a moment, we'll be talking to a colleague of yours as well, Riley Longacre. But Brian, first I want to ask, this is dodgeball like many of us remember inside on those rainy days, isn't it?
Correct. This is your middle school PE pastime coming back to life here at the BOK Center on the arena floor. We're having people dress up, be goofy, and get ready to play some old school dodgeball.
Well, before I ask you about the costumes and the names of teams, let's talk about the rules. You throw the ball at someone, and you hope to hit them, and you hope they don't catch it.
That's right. It's pretty simple. Back to those basic rules. A lot of dodging will be happening, a lot of moving around. We expect to see some crazy throws, some crazy dives, catches, things like that. It's always fun to watch.
Who can enter?
Anyone 18 and older can enter a team. The teams are a minimum of 6 people. You can have up to 10 people on your team. So we've seen, you know, full range of people, some people real competitive, practicing, others out there just to have a good time and really enjoy the day. So it's really open for everyone.
Fun and creativity is encouraged here by uniforms and team names. This is not the first year for Dodge Brawl at the BOK Center in downtown Tulsa. Can you remember some names or uniforms that struck a chord in previous Dodge Brawls?
Yes, I can. Last year, one of the names, I believe the best team name that we had was Fresh Prince of Ball Air. So it's kind of a spinoff of the TV show, and their costume was pretty great, too. We also had a team who all dressed up, and they called themselves the Dodgin' Hillbillies. And so they had mullet wigs and cut-off flannel and cut-off jean shorts and just really went all out and had fun with it.
You're, of course, in Oklahoma, and many of our listeners do live in Oklahoma, but do you happen to know, right offhand, if you've had any Arkansas entries in previous years?
You know, I'm not sure that we have. We see a lot of people, obviously, in Tulsa and some of the smaller surrounding communities, but I don't know if we've had our Arkansas team in, so hopefully this will get some people interested and drive out on Saturday and register their team.
Now, Riley, I understand that even if you don't want to participate in the Dodge Brawl tournament, there's something going on inside that anyone can participate in, right?
Yes, that is true. We are having Live Great 918 Tulsa Fitness Fair presented by St. John Health System in our Grand Lobby this year, which is a new event, and we are highlighting 40 health and fitness vendors, just having everyone come out and see all the great opportunities that are available in Tulsa as far as living a healthy lifestyle goes.
And for those of our listeners who are in Arkansas, the Live Great 918 refers to the area code there in Tulsa.
Exactly.
Is there any charge to get into either the tournament or the expo?
No, that is the best part of our events. They are totally free to the public and any spectators that want to come partake in either of those events.
All right, Brian, let me ask you, what special skills will lead to someone winning the championship?
A lot of luck. Good. I always think that's important in a fun event like this. Just being agile, being anticipating a ball coming at your face and being able to move it out of the way, those are always good skills. You know, athleticism is a good part of it, but I'll go back to my original answer of luck and just having fun with it. You know, not taking it too seriously, enjoying the day and having fun with your friends and colleagues that you're playing with.
Teams get bragging rights if they win, but also a charity of their choice gets some money.
Correct. Each team, when they register, is asked to select a charity or a nonprofit that they want to represent. And so the top 3 winning teams of our tournament will win prize money that we will cut a check to the charities that they represent based on first, second, and third place. The prize amounts will be based on that. But it's really great to be able to give back to the community in whatever capacity we can with these events. And so it's kind of another incentive to come and play and really represent that charity that you're passionate about.
And there's still time to register a team.
Correct. We do still have limited number of team registrations available. Those registrations can be filled out at our website, TulsaDodgeBrawl.com. And we're hoping to get those last few spots filled so that we can have the fullest tournament we've ever had.
Brian Smith is the Special Events Manager at the BOK Center in Tulsa. Riley Longacre is Special Events Coordinator. Thank you both for your time. What's, you know, for an actor, you say break a leg. What do you say to someone who's about to step on the floor for a dodgeball tournament?
Going back to the movie, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Thank you both very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.